Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined by Julian Gressel. A little Gresselmania for you this morning. Morning to you, Julian.
Morning, guys.
Julian, we get going with the playoffs here. It's going to be a new format this year. And we're now down into everything is a knockout round.
Yeah, it's different. You know, it's certainly they changed it up on us this year. Last year kind of suited us pretty well, I thought. Obviously, it was the championship at the end. But, you know, this year it is what it is. You know, it's a one-and-done games, you know, where anything can happen. You know, especially in this league, anybody can beat anybody. So it's really, I really think everybody has a chance, you know, to win MLS Cup at the end.
So do you think it's a hindrance or is it a benefit to have the playoffs 2 weeks after the season has ended?
I don't really know. You know, I think it's certainly better to be second than first, even though obviously we would have liked home field advantage throughout, you know, the whole playoffs. But, you know, because if you come in first, you actually have 2.5 weeks off, you know, and that's another game then where another team comes in that has already played a game, you know, that is already kind of in the flow of it. So I kind of like that we came in second, you know, as much as, like I said, we would have wanted to be first. But, you know, in retrospect, this is probably a good spot for us just because it helped us last year as well. And, you know, we'll kind of see how it goes.
Does it help or hurt that you have to play the team you just beat to end the regular season again and they know exactly what you're coming with and you know what they're coming with?
I think it helps, you know, just because we can really analyze this game. We'll probably only look at this game of what happened, how we can improve, what we need to clean up, you know, and then be ready for them. Obviously, I think their coach might have some tricks up his sleeve. You know, he's known for being able to adjust and change things. So we have to be prepared for that. But, you know, like I said, I think it was good for them to come to Atlanta, experience a loss, and hopefully, you know, that experience, they'll have that again, and then hopefully we can end their season.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking about man Julian Gressel, Atlanta United's winger. So, Julian, last Sunday you had one of your best performances, your biggest performance. How did that make you feel? How gratifying was that for you?
Yeah, it makes you feel good. Always makes you feel good when you play good. You know, it was a good day, obviously, you know, but I think, you know, for all of us, it was a good feeling, you know, to get back and get home and play at home in front of a great crowd again, you know, and be able to win and have a good feeling going into the playoffs. You know, it was different last year. Obviously, it worked out in the end for us, but, you know, it still feels nice to have a win and a good performance going into the playoffs and then personally, obviously, as well.
Julian Gressel joining us. Atlanta United opens the playoffs on Saturday the 19th. It's a 1 o'clock kick against the New England Revolution. And then if they win that, they would host the winner of Philadelphia and New York Red Bulls in round two. But let's get through the first one first and start worrying about the second one here. After finishing second, all right, let's talk a little bit about the team and your kind of approach to the playoffs and where you are right now compared to where you were at this time last year. Compare and contrast as you were going on that run to the MLS Cup with where this team is now.
Yeah, I mean, last year we were obviously fighting for a lot at the end of the regular season. You know, we were trying to win that supporters' shield, to be the best team in the league. Unfortunately, we came up short. We had a tough trip to go up to Toronto. You know, it wasn't easy, and then, you know, we just didn't perform. So we knew that we had to change, and we really had to find ourselves again for the playoffs. You know, I think this year it's a little bit of a different story where we kind of have a pretty good identity of who we are. And, you know, we have to obviously do minor tweaks and adjustments, you know, in order to be ready for the playoffs just because it's different. You know, the playoffs are different. But, you know, I don't think we need to drastically look at things as we did last year. And, you know, I think we've every time we perform on the day and we show our quality, it's really tough to beat us, you know, especially at home. So we really have to just focus on that and be ready to go when the ref blows the whistle.
And Julian, I'm kind of curious from a fan standpoint. You could give me a look. How difficult must it be? I mean, all you guys understand that it's really tough on Coach DeBoer. Now that you guys are finally healthy and you've got you and Barco bombing up the right side, you know, how does Tito fit into this? How does Pitty fit into this? How does Justin Merrim fit into all this? That it's got to be really difficult on him to make those decisions on, you know, the shape, the form, and the personnel that he puts out there, right?
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, you rather have those problems than having to puzzle together or piece together a starting 11, you know, and I think that's what he signed up for, and I'm sure he likes to make those tough decisions. You know, as much as players might be upset, you know, when they are on the wrong end of those decisions. But, you know, we're all in this together, and I think we understood that this year with the Open Cup and with the Campeones Cup. You know, I think once we get into those single elimination games into those situations where we actually have trophies on the line, I think we all pull in the same direction. And, you know, as much as I would certainly be upset if I didn't play, you know, I would then obviously have the team in mind first and you know, do everything I then can to, in order to help the team and in order to help us win in advance. So that's really the mindset that we have. And, you know, Frank, I'm sure we'll make some tough decisions, but like I said, that's what he signed up for.
You know, setting aside last year in the MLS Cup run that you went on, let's talk a little bit about the Champions League, playing Arandano at the beginning of the year in Monterrey, and then, of course, you mentioned the Open Cup and how you had to run through that during the regular season, and then the Campeones Cup against Club America. All those other, you know, non-MLS, you know, events that you took part in, those tournaments or those cup games, that helped prepare this team for what it is right now for the MLS Cup this year?
Yeah, I think so. You know, just because we were a bit new, you know, the starting of this year. We obviously had a new coaching staff, some new players, some key players left. So, you know, I feel like we needed those games in order to get on the same page, to really know what to expect from each other in that type of environment. And, you know, I think all those games that we had, I think throughout the year you could tell, okay, whenever there's a big game and whenever there's something really big on the line, like the Open Cup final or like the Campeones Cup or even the second leg against Monterrey, you know, and at home, I felt like that, you know, we kind of came together and really pulled in the same direction and were really able to get the best out of each other. And I think, you know, that will certainly help us now in those single elimination playoff games as well.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to Julian Gressel, Atlanta United's winger. So, Julian, we ask you all these questions about everybody else and everything that's going on. How are you feeling? Are you okay? You healthy?
Yeah, those last few weeks have actually been pretty nice, you know, where I was a bit banged up, but it's been better. That's why maybe this weekend off will help me and some other guys, you know, get back closer to actually 100%. In order to then be full go, you know, when the playoffs are here.
Well, we're all pulling for you. We look forward to the playoffs and making a run at maybe back-to-back MLS Cups. Hopefully that happens, Julian. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
You the man. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.